There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
The traffic has started early, but if I've missed something, I want to hear from you. 4001 is the number, or message us for free via the Dubai iMessenger app.
Stay connected with the latest in business.
Download the ARN News Centre app now.
Dubai Eye 103.8 Business Headlines.
In association with insurancemarket.ae.
UAE construction spending is so far this year up 6.3% at 2.9 trillion dirhams. That's according to a new report by the BNC Network, who also revealed that over 11,000 projects are currently under construction in the Emirates. It's an increase of 16.3% compared to the same period last year.
Doo has reported a 4% rise in quarter three year-on-year profit. The Dubai-based telecom operator revealed a net profit of 476 million dirhams. That's compared to the 457 million dirhams it made in the same period in 2016.
And the IMF has released its Middle East and Asia Economic Outlook report. They say the economic prospects of the Middle East, North Africa, Afghanistan and the Pakistan region remain subdued. They believe it's primarily because of the ongoing adjustment to low oil prices and because of regional conflicts.
Business headlines.
In association with insurancemarket.ae. Compare insurance for your car, health, home or business with insurancemarket.ae.
Stay one step ahead with Dubai Eye.
Download the ARN News Centre app now.
It's a room full of bunting in this studio today. Vasti Khan from The Agenda, and also she's really the lady behind the Business Breakfast, I think it's fair to say, is leaving. So we're surrounded by bunting. I'm just trying to decipher what it is, because apparently, and I've just realised this, you could buy bunting and make your own messages.
Yes.
Which I didn't realise.
You didn't realise?
I've never seen that before. There's one by behind you that says, no, which is kind of how I feel most days.
When you look at me.
No.
Stay with us, Tim. Stay with us.
Stay with us. Don't go, Vasti. But on a more, slightly more serious and slightly more sincere note, all the best, V, is what I wanted to say. So Vasti's off to pastures new. And I think she's nicked some of the bunting, hasn't she?
Well, I think she's going to come down and take it shortly. So she's going to invade the studio and remove the bunting. Just before we get to our story, which is about tailgating, Sanuchiri from the newsroom joins us. I just want to mention the competition that I'm super excited about, as we all know.
Still.
Probably sick of hearing me talk about it. But it's the premiere, two premiere tickets to see Murder on the Orient Express. That's at November the 8th at Gold by Roads at Fox Cinemas, City Centre, Deira, with food and beverage involved. Now, Murder on the Orient Express, I'm so excited about seeing this film. I can't wait. It's going to be so exciting. So all you need to do to win a pair of tickets.
Do you know how many times you said the word exciting in
because
the last 66?
Because I'm so excited.
I know, that was four.
I really am excited about this. Anyway, if you want to win a pair of tickets, all you need to do to text is 4001 or via the free messaging app and answer this question. The detective is called Detective Poirot. If you can tell me his first name, you're in with a chance of winning tickets.
I know. I can't say, can I?
No, don't say.
All right, then. So, simple.
Really? Simple if you're a fan. I want a fan to win this.
All right, 4001 via the free app. Put your name on there if you do text in to answer the question today. It would be good to hear from you. Tickets to go and see that. And it's a good deal as well, because it is Gold by Roads as well at Deira City Centre. Now, Sanuch Sharif is here. Tailgating comes up. It feels like it's every other day, and it's still coming up. But there are some startling statistics out today. Once again, you're looking at a new report, Sanuch, reveals UAE residents' take on tailgating. It's going to be interesting. The study shows that at least 41% of us are in the habit of tailgating, and there is very little empathy for others on the road. So that's the starting point. What else has been revealed in this survey?
Well, this study was commissioned by Road Safety UAE and QIC. In short, it was conducted by YouGov. And it shows that majority of UAE motorists, they do recognize the dangers of tailgating, but only 59% never tailgate, which means more than 40% of us are in the habit of tailgating. And, you know, the research also looks at some of the common reasons, or rather excuses, for tailgating. Number one, motorists blame slow vehicles in front. Number two, running late. So these are some of the leading causes of tailgating. And young motorists are apparently the worst offenders, and they're also likely to show the least empathy. They are the ones who are more likely to tailgate, according to this survey. I also spoke to Thomas Edelman, who is the managing director of Road Safety UAE, and he explains why young motorists are more prone to tailgating.
Young drivers are just not experienced. They take it on the light shoulder. They say, you know what, tailgating is not a problem. You know, they tailgate more often. They have less empathy for people they tailgate. And they do it more often because they're running late. So this is also something that we see consistently in all the pieces of research that we are running, that a lot needs to be done to focus on the young motorists. And again, we understand the triggers for that. Again, it is running late. So we have to tackle the root causes of the misbehavior overall and in particular also with regards to tailgating.
So, Sanuj, we know there's a problem, but does this study look at the different ways to tackle, you know, what's described as reckless behavior on our roads? Because clearly what's happening at the moment isn't working.
Yeah, because they do say that, you know, awareness campaigns are frequently held. Authorities keep reminding motorists. In fact, they've also been reaching out to schools and other educational institutions as well, reminding the youngsters about the dangers of not just tailgating, about general behavior on the roads. And, you know, the survey throws up, you know, some suggestions like, yes, education is required. Awareness campaigns need to be stepped up further. Also, that should be backed up by additional surveillance on the roads. And more than 40% also said new technology, especially in-vehicle technology in our cars, could help. And, you know, Thomas Edelman says, you know, technology could help, but there's a limit to it. And it all depends on, again, how we make use of that technology.
Well, number one is, okay, we need more education. But number two, 48% of motorists, they say, you know, the situation can actually be improved by more police presence and more technology, more surveillance technology on the roads. 42% of people also say, you know, it's also the in-vehicle technology that can help us. Like we have, for example, warning systems when we're getting too close to the vehicle in front. We have automated braking when we're getting too close to the vehicle in front. So all these kind of technical developments also help.
They do help, and I get that, and I take that point. But asking for more vehicle technology is one thing. But you have been taught to drive, and I don't know about you two guys, but I know when I'm being an idiot on the roads. I'm very aware that I'm driving either too fast, or I'm too close to the person in front. When I'm reversing, my little beepy thing goes off, but I'm also looking in the mirror. I don't know that technology makes a great deal of difference when you just don't care, I think is my point.
Yeah, and I think on the roads here, they're busy. People always seem to be in a hurry, and it's such an aggressive form of driving. Tailgating happens all the time, even if you're observing the legal speed and someone's behind you. They're flashing you. They're really, really close behind you. It's really intimidating. It doesn't matter what kind of car you're in or they're in. If somebody's really close to you, it's difficult to not want to take action.
And, you know, one of the top reasons mentioned is running late. Now, when it comes to running late, it's up to that particular individual. I don't think any amount of technology can change that. You know, either you start early or you look at, you know, timing yourself. But there are other ways to be considered. And, I mean, I do tailgate at times, to be honest. Under certain circumstances, I do. Driving on the highways, when you're in the fast lane, when there are others in front, you know, when they're not moving, when they have plenty of space on the other lane. But again, certain circumstances. But again,
but that's not you tailgating, Sanuj.
Yeah, it's
that's you using the lane. I've seen you drive, so I know you're not a crazy driver. But that's because other people are too slow in that lane. They haven't moved back across right. So you end up, it's unavoidable that you're effectively tailgating, even though you didn't mean to. I take your point, and you're being honest. But, I mean, that isn't you acting in a dangerous fashion. That's you coming up as somebody who is actually slowing traffic down.
Yeah, but then the other person should also realize, you know, that there is a potential dangerous situation on the road, so you must give way. So it's all down to individual responsibility, you know, to a great extent.
I remember I told you last week, you know, I was coming down Hesse Street, coming here, it was about 11:30 in the morning, and there was a lady in a great big four-wheel drive behind me, and she was singing, drinking a cup of coffee, smoking a cigarette, and she was trying to get in the boot of my car. And I'm just thinking, in a moment here, then of course you come up to the intersection where you're going around to get onto Alkhel Road, and there are three lanes there, and they merge into one as people are trying to get round the intersection. She's in the left-hand lane, and she's blocking all the traffic as she tries to get across the right. And I'm watching behind thinking, you just aren't thinking. There's no forward-thinking mentality with that person there. And it was just plain dangerous.
Yeah.
I didn't want her in the boot of my car. I didn't like the look of her, to be completely honest.
Well,
with
you didn't want the coffee over the back of your car, is what you're saying.
I'm very particular about the Velcro on my seats, the velour
but
of my seats.
All joking aside, though, you're often being tailgated or someone's driving quite dangerously. You pull up to the traffic lights and you're alongside them. So, you know, it's what people are racing to achieve as well that's the danger. It's the mentality that's the problem.
It is. Thomas Edelman talks about that a great deal. So one of the other things in this report is that lots of people aren't really aware that you need to leave or aren't aware of just how much of a safe distance you need to leave between cars and each.
Yeah, in fact, it shows that a whopping 43% of motorists don't know what the official safety distance is, you know, that is to be maintained between vehicles. And another 22% have the wrong idea in mind. They have the wrong distance in mind. So, in fact, you know, I was taught in the driving school that, you know, this is what you should be, you should watch out for. This is how you judge yourself. But when we hit the roads, actually, most of us don't tend to follow that. We tend to ignore it. We just completely, you know, disregard that fact. And I checked with Thomas Edelman as to how can he explain this to road users as to, you know, how can you judge the right distance? And this is how he put it.
We take a signpost, we take a landmark, the vehicle in front passes, and we pass, and there should be a time span of 2 seconds between those two vehicles. So this is the golden rule in good weather conditions. In bad weather conditions, this goes up to 5 seconds. Now, it's very interesting because in this piece of research, we did ask people about their perceptions of what is the right safety distance when you're traveling with 100 kilometers per hour. 22% of the respondents, they think that one car length is enough in terms of safety distance. However, when you translate this two-second rule at a speed of 100 kilometers, it is not one car length, but actually proper and the recommended safety distance is 56 meters.
56 meters. And of course, I guess most people listening to that are thinking, well, if you leave 56 meters between you and the car in front, you're going to have 7 or 8 cars trying to get into that 56 meters.
That's the point I was coming to, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice texted and said, well, the tailgating question should be, you know, are the 41% regular tailgaters? And he thinks maybe we should be asking, have you tailgated in the last year or 3 years? Otherwise, even with all the new regulations in education, 59% will not improve because someone tailgated 20 years ago. And I guess that's the sense of having a bad habit. Once you tailgate, are you ever going to stop?
It's a very good point. Ali, appreciate the thoughts there. Sanuj, closing thoughts from this survey? I mean, it makes the point that we've got some pretty bad habits, doesn't it? But Thomas is so hot on the safe distance between cars. So it's so important to him. And this is a point he makes every time he comes in. If you think you're going to be late, just leave 5 minutes early. I know that seems like a ridiculous thing to say, but it is all you have to do to get somewhere on time and not have to chase your tail.
It is. And I also remember, you know, a couple of other words that he said. He said that treat others on the road the way you would want to be treated.
Yeah. All right. Then that's one story we're looking at today. Sanu Tarif looking at that for the ARN News Centre, a new report which reveals our predilection, I suppose it is, for tailgating, unfortunately, from roadsafetyuae.com. Sanu Tarif, thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
NLT, let's just repeat the competition once again.
Yes, if you want to win a pair of tickets to go and see Murder on the Orient Express, it's Gold Roads at Vox Cinemas, City Centre, Deira. All you have to do is answer this question. It's based, the Agatha Christie movie novels are based on Detective Poirot. I just want to know what his first name is. Text 4001 or via the free messaging app.
All right then, it's Drive Live Talks Careers in a few moments' time. Something a little bit different today. If you ever thought to yourself, well, I don't know if I fit in this workplace, we're going to tell you how you can.
Drive Live. Have your say.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.